The following audio was recorded at the Pacific School Leadership Institute, which was held October 24 and 25, 2019, in Spokane, Washington.
Okay, welcome everyone. Glad to see everybody here today. And the thing that I'm excited about the most today is what I get to learn while I'm here. And so I am expecting to hear something from you, because I certainly don't have all the answers. We do have, I did have a handout, so you can kind of see where we're planning to go, and I hope to go over some of those things, but I hope that we can get through it so we'll have time for discussion. So yeah, if there's something we're talking about that you want to talk about, please note it, and I want to hear from you. So today, positive habits of school leaders' wives. That's the subject that we have to talk about today. The word positive is in there, so obviously there could be some negative habits too, and there may be some don'ts shared today, but hope that that's still a positive thing for us. I thought that we had a really good introduction to what the cause is. The second, or the subtitle, says, "How can wives support their serving husbands and the cause for which their husbands work?" So you've heard some topics already, and there's been a lot of discussion about goals and this cause. So does anybody want to just tell me in a few words what you think the cause is that for which our husbands are working?
The kingdom of God.
Okay, the kingdom of God, most importantly. And today we're specifically talking about education of our children in a godly environment. So that's the cause that we're talking about today. And it impressed me as I studied, and then also in the in what we've heard already, that it's about the church. And our husbands are serving the church by serving on the school board and other places in leadership in the school. A quote I read in part says, "Authorities ordained of God are established for the orderly function and safety of society." Women are commended in the Bible for supporting those who serve the church. So today let's think school leaders' wives. Romans 16:1 says, "I commend you, Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea, for she hath been a succorer of many and of myself also." Romans 16:6 says, "Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us." And Philippians 4 says, "And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life." So I don't know, it's just exciting to me to think about it, that God cares about that, and that that women are commended for helping in this way. So one question I'd like you to think about is, do I believe in the cause for which they work? It is very important that we do. It's going to be a drudgery if we don't. All right. So going on to supporting our serving husbands in the cause. First of all, we need to be what God wants you to be. Here are some special verses that are for women. Proverbs 31:30 says, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." And Proverbs 11:16, "A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches." Proverbs 12:1, "A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones." And Micah 6:8, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." So first of all, we need to be the woman God wants us to be before trying to do what he wants us to do. And I'm not trying to undermine what Malin shared and some of the others. He was talking about doing, but for us, maybe not what we're requiring of someone else, but for us, we need to be what God wants us to be. Mm-hmm. I was just impressed recently that it's important to be a woman of faith. We may not do all the right things, but as women of faith, if we keep our walk with Him current, we can be what He wants us to be. I was thinking about Abraham of old. Didn't always make good choices, but he was called the friend of God, and he was counted, and it was counted unto him for righteousness because of his faith. It wasn't just because he did what was right, because he didn't always. So let's practice grace, virtue, justice, mercy, humility, and contentment, for just to name a few. And I quote, be the kind of wife that frees your husband to live his life with vision and purpose. Okay, second point, support him with your actions and in ways he wants you to. Find out what he wants. Do not base it on others' expectations. And again, I quote, likely a husband will develop traits of independence, courage, and confidence when he knows his wife is supporting him. Now, under this point, we have to understand that there's difference in couples. And so how you support your husband is going to be different maybe for you than it is going to be for me. What works well for one may not work well in your situation. Here's an example. Some men are visionary and have plenty of ideas, while in another couple, her vision and ideas are needed and appreciated. I remember two couples who worked together for many, many years on the school board. In one of the couples, he had plenty of ideas and made school life interesting, and his wife supported him in that. In the other couple, she was more gifted with ideas and info, and she was a support to her husband by supplying that. And as far as I know, they respected each other and worked well together. And they worked together as couples. They were on the school board together, and it could have caused strife if the husband that was visionary, if he would have somehow been jealous or inferior to the woman of the other couple, but they worked very well together. I observed it. I mean, I remember, and I still know them today. Okay, another way to help is help with his ideas and his projects. My experience with school board is a lot my own parents, and so I thought of that a lot as I was thinking about this. My dad was on the school board for maybe 15 to 18 years, he thought, and so that began before I was even in school. And I and my dad would be visionary and have lots of fun ideas and all this stuff. And mom supported him in that. Not that she didn't have any good ideas, but she supported him a lot in that. It meant helping get things done, get it together. Doing with less herself, less of his time, and sometimes less of his money too. It could mean more of the child care on her. And I'm just going to tell you an illustration of something that I remember when I was young. My dad liked to do projects with the school children, and I remember he was making redwood clocks with the school children, and it required a pour of acrylic or something. But I remember just this little memory that I think it was Saturday night, and he had a table set up with all these clocks set on there, and he'd poured it, and there didn't be any dust flying anywhere. Well, I mean, there's probably five or six children in the house, and you know, I just remember we needed to be sure not to run around in there or anything, because it didn't have any dust in that. But I don't remember mom grumbling about that. I really feel like mom supported him in that. I don't remember her fussing about it. But I also know that it was not all easy street for her in all his fun ideas and things. It took a lot of work. And probably you all have some memories to share. Just remember to share them. Help with your gifts. You have ideas. Maybe you can help with research or organization. One couple that I know, they divided up some of the work that needed to be done. She did most of the book ordering, and he kept track of the vaccines with the regulations with that and all that. She also helped keep track of supplies, and she reminded him of events like achievement tests or whatever, make sure that stuff's around. And she explained to me that with her husband's job, worrying about the book order came at a very busy time for him, while taking care of the vaccines came at a time and a slow time of the year, so it was easy for him to do that. So that's an example of how you're working with your husband and his work schedule and what works for you. I mean, some men might, I don't know, might think you're running over him if you did the book order, but others would just, you know, be more than happy for you to take care of that. So I think that's just an example of how we can work together. One really important thing about that example is that her husband welcomed her help and input. Another thing to think about in sharing our thoughts and ideas is our attitude about that. Like I said, her husband welcomed and appreciated that support and in that way. But we can be controlling. Maybe we can just keep telling him our ideas and pushing. But we can also be controlling by being quiet or by talking, depending on our attitude. Okay, another thing to remember, and this was shared with me by an older godly lady. She said, remember, I'm not the chairman or the board member's wife. She used another authority, but I'm not that. I am the wife. And just remember that you're the wife, not the chairman. We are not the front lines. We support the front lines. Frontline is vital, but without support, it will crumble. So in thinking about this, that we're not the wife, and it's not our responsibility, do not take his responsibility, especially when there are problems or heavy matters being considered. We can support and listen, and we may give helpful suggestions, but it is their job to solve. We are not meant to carry the responsibility of those decisions that are not ours. Let the men work it out, and do not run ahead of them and try to solve it. Sometimes, you know, as moms, you know, we have to figure out stuff and figure out how to do and what to do, and sometimes we want to get in and help, but sometimes in our trying to help, we can make the problem even worse. One caution is to be very careful about discussing these matters, especially if there's a problem in school life. To be careful about discussing those matters with others, and even with the other school board members' wives. Okay, another quote, be understanding when he has something on his mind and may be preoccupied. And also be available to give another perspective. Your feminine perspective may be quite different from his and may add a valuable slant to the picture. Maybe we could ask questions like, is this practical, or what will be involved, or how will this affect someone? Not that they don't think about that, but sometimes maybe they need to think about that practical side, how much work and time it is going to take to get this idea done. Another thing to consider is allow him to make mistakes. Just allow him to be human, and sometimes we'll have to help him even to fix it up. But just allow him to do that. We're all human, we all need help. Just don't be too hard on him when he makes mistakes. Oh, right. Another way to support him is by listening and keeping the things that you hear. Our husband needs to be free to be the person God made him without worrying about his personal details becoming public knowledge through the woman who knows him best. He also may need a listening ear for his ideas or for the problems facing the school and board, or just to unload after a meeting or phone call. Listen to him and keep it. For various reasons, ladies may confide in the school leader's wives. Maybe it's just what women do. We like to visit. Or maybe she needs a woman's perspective on something that's happening at school, or about something that's pertaining to womanly things, and she doesn't want to talk to the man teacher about it. You know, there's good and legitimate reasons. But sometimes it may be to try to persuade or influence the board, and it's a way to get a word into the board and try to influence. So we have to be discerning about some of those things, and I know that God can help us with that. Here are some hints that I picked up, different places. It's not necessary to say everything to your man. Remember, you hold the key to your husband's impressions of another, especially your lady friends. You know, just by what we say and how we say this conversation went can just make him think a certain way. And just for me to, when someone shared that with me, it just helped me to remember that how much I do hold the key to what he thinks about that. There may be an appropriate time later to share information you've heard. Perhaps maybe you know something. Keep it in there. And maybe they're trying to figure out something, and it's the piece that solves that puzzle or can help. Maybe that's the time that you could share it with him. It may be good to wait till you hear it more than once. For one thing, it may not be true. The other thing is, remember that what people say is their slant and perspective. So, you know, they may say it a certain way and you take it this way. It could be your slant and perspective on what they said, too. So you have to be careful with those things. Probably it's really not a good idea for the chairman to hear from his wife before the school board meeting what the other school board member's gonna say. That's really probably not a good idea at all. Choose to think the truth. It makes us free from confusion, from fear, and from the bondage of others' opinions. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And I suppose that point was the thing that was most interesting to me, or what I thought maybe God wanted me to share most, and you can guess maybe why it was that way. Probably that's what I need to work on the most. So, point four, support him with a good and right attitude. It is so important. Kingdom work isn't done by selfish people, and I quote that. That's a quote. Kingdom work isn't done by selfish people. Okay, so we need to support him with good and right attitudes about ourselves. Be submissive to your own husband and understand your place as a servant of the church. Sometimes we can feel inferior about things, or I can wonder if I'm, you know, maybe in my place, or it's probably because, you know, somebody said something and it makes me feel a little bit funny or whatever. But just remember, you need to be submissive to your own husband, and it really will come out what you really are. If you are running ahead, or if you are submissively helpful, or if you are on a drag on him, it'll come out. Be secure in your place and let others think what they will. We also need to have a good and right attitude about our husband's work. Try not to resent yet another meeting, but say and mean, "Hope your meeting goes well. I'll be happy to see you when you get home." And avoid saying, "I just hate that you have to go away again. Maybe he does too, and you're making it all the harder for him." To have a martyr's air will not endear you to those around you. Just remember that, too, if we have a martyr's air, and oh my, I have to do without. Not that we can't share our struggles, but yeah. I don't know how many of you read this story in The Partners, but it just came out recently, and I thought that it really brought out the point very well about having a good attitude about your husband being gone. It's The Partners from October 6th, and it says, "When Papa's Away." And I just thought the lady had such good good ways of making it a pleasant time while he was away, and helping her children to be respectful about their daddy being away. Another quote, develop a positive attitude in your children about his work and their father's absence. Help your children to see the importance of the cause, and therefore their daddy's time at meetings is important and not to be resented. And another quote, be grateful that your husband isn't leaving for some other less noble activity. Good things to think about. Okay, and an attitude about others. Sometimes we can struggle with, why do they make trouble? My man has to go settle it. And I feel like that. And I know better than to talk to my bishop's wife about that. She probably just goes, oh, well, you can find out now what it's like. But we can struggle with that. But we need to not to do that. And about the students. If there's a problem student, they need to be loved. They may have a problem, but they are not the problem. If we can try to remember that. They may have a problem, but they need to be loved, and they're not. They are themselves aren't the problem necessarily. All right, supporting the cause. By taking responsibility for the work that is yours. And maybe here's another area where you can tell me some things that are yours as school leaders' wives. Some things I thought about were sometimes meal planning, last day of school, whatever, hot lunches, whatever. School cleaning needs to be done, and other jobs like that. First of all, work together with the other school board members' wives. Do your job, but it is good to share the workload. For example, if the chairman's wife does it all, the others will not learn very well, and you will miss the blessings of working together. And you can become overloaded, and that will not be helpful to your man. That won't be very supportive. Be willing to sacrifice for the good of all and for the cause. Also appreciate others' gifts, and by all means, let them use them. It's less for you to do, and it doesn't matter whose idea it was anyhow. So just focus on working together and making things go smoothly and go well. Also, respect and obey the school guidelines yourself, and require that of your children. It's a good way to support your husband and your school. Keep humility and don't try to be out front. On the other hand, be willing to use your talents and just do what it takes to make things go smoothly, working together. Pray for him and tell him that you are. And concluding thoughts, bless and be blessed. We can have many good times and bless and be blessed as we work together with your husband and the other members of the school board. A woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Now I want to tell you that I did use this very much in my study, and I recommend this book by Ellen, Serving Together. And this one also, it was good. I didn't read all of it. I read some of the parts that pertain to this by Barbara Bean, and they're both good. I would recommend them. So, I don't know what time it is, but it's time for you to talk. That's what time it is. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you what you've learned. Any thoughts on what we shared? Any maybe you have some questions that we could discuss. That would be good.
Yeah.